For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Protests against Brett Kavanaugh did not just take place throughout Washington. There was also one in Boston on Friday night.
He was partisan, reactive in a horrifying manner, had an agenda on his own. That person should not hold a position of that power over other people.
This as the full Senate vote to possibly confirm him to the High Court will take place sometime this afternoon. While acknowledging that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony was sincere, painful, and compelling, and that the accuser is a sex assault survivor, Republican Susan Collins added,
"The allegations failed to meet the more likely than not standard."
Democrats and constituents in Maine are already promising to vote her out of office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The latest unemployment figures look good. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Employers added just 134,000 jobs last month, the fewest in a year, but the unemployment rate dropped to 3.7%, the lowest since December of 1969. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow.
Wage rates are rising. I think we're going to be surprised at how many people return to the labor force.
Kudlow also says the economy is not going through a one-time sugar high.
I may be wrong. If I am, I'll eat crow. I just think it's going to go on for quite some time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's like a creepy horror movie. A mosquito plague in South Carolina. Billions of large aggressive mosquitoes are another legacy of Hurricane Florence's flooding in the Carolinas. Many wonder why more cities haven't started spraying to reduce the mosquito plague.
This is the worst of mosquitoes I've ever seen.
There should have been something in place where we've already had this taken care of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former President Barack Obama has yet to endorse insurgent Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke, and O'Rourke is fine with that. In fact, his team hasn't even asked for one, according to a report. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Democratic Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is challenging Republican Senator Ted Cruz, and former President Obama has endorsed 11 candidates in Texas. O'Rourke is not one of them. Reports are O'Rourke was not fazed, though, by the snub, saying, quote, "I don't think we're interested anyway." In 2012, Obama and former President Bill Clinton both endorsed his opponent for Congress, but O'Rourke won anyway. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 6.5 million pounds of beef products have been recalled due to an outbreak of salmonella. John Clemens has more.
The beef has establishment number EST267 inside the USDA mark of inspection. Health officials have confirmed 57 cases of the strain nationwide in 16 states. 14 people have been hospitalized with most of their infections beginning to develop 12 to 72 hours after the product was consumed. CDC advises consumers and retailers not to eat, serve, or sell ground beef that was produced by JBS Tollison Incorporated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.